Kuf Hei Beis, to which I sent you all those Mar Makomos to look at. Now, those Mar Makomos relate to Kuf Hei Beis. The ones that are set up for tomorrow. Okay. Fine. So we have a couple of leftovers from Simon Kuf Dalad. One relates to mice in other mashkin. So the Rambam has a conflicting mashmauyos. On the one hand, it says achbar shenafal l'shecher or l'chometz misharno so b'shishim shanu choshesh and shamatayim or b'shecher l'chometz mashbiach aval im nafal liayin o l'shamen o l'dvash mutter. Why shekol elin tzvios lilos mefusamim? So on the one hand, it sounds like the only things that are aser are yayin and shechon chometz, in which case everything else should be mutter. But then he says the only things that are mutter are yayin and shemen and dvash, implying that everything else is aser, which leads to a machlokas as to which diuk is the better diuk. So the Gra and the Yam Shel Shlomo are medayik that really the only things that are mutter are yayin, shemen, and dvash. Everything else would be aser. Whereas the Beis Yosef and the Lechem Mishneh both make the other diuk. The only things that are aser are shechar and chometz. Now, l'chora the Graz diuk is a stronger diuk because he gives the reason why yayin and shemen and dvash are mutter. It's because tzrichim lios mivusamim, implying everything else that doesn't need to be mivusam would be aser. Nevertheless, as you saw, there is a machlokas as to what the Rambam holds. Regardless of what the Rambam holds, there are Rishonim on both sides of this question. The Rashba holds, b'shem Rabbosenu Hatzarfatim, that Shar Mashkim is Mutter, meaning to say everything besides the two cases that are Aser, Misafik, and Gemara, namely Chometz and Shechar, but everything else is Mutter. This is the view of the Ran. And the Gra points out that there's a little diuk like that from the Gemara, because the Gemara asks only by these shailas, by chalamai, implying everything else would be mutter. It has its discussion about shemen, and then it has a chala, shechar, then has the discussion, then it says chalamai. The mashmo sounds like everything else other than these two are going to be mutter. One way or the other, how do we paskin? So the Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Rashba, that Shar Mashkim are pogame the Achbar, and this is the way the Pri Chadash also paskins Ladina. On the other hand, the Maharshal paskins L'chumra, and Taz Sifkat and Beis cites him Mashmos. As the Pri Megadon points out, is that the Taz is Machmir on the Shaila, the way he cites the Maharshal. Also, the Shach Sifkat and Hay quotes the Maharshal. It also sounds like the Shach is Nota L'Hachmir. In terms of the Ramah, so that's an interesting question. The Ramah brings down a Yesh Omrim, the Rush, who's Machmir by the mouse that falls into the Shumin. Now, we'll get to all the complicated cheshbonos in that question, but the Ramah is taking for granted that an Achbar in Shumin is going to be a problem. It's no St. Thomas Shvach, which would imply that he is machmir for other things. Unless you say, no, it's only in the case of Shuman that the Rosh is machmir. But he would be makel for, I don't know, orange juice or something like that. So if you look at the Taurus Chatas, he sounds like it's cited in the Hagos of Kivegar, that the Ramah understood that the Rosh was only machmir by Shuman, but he could be modeh lahakel for other mashkim. Though it's not, I don't think that's the mashmos of actually the Shach and the Taz. One way or the other, right? In other words, the Shach and the Taz sound not like the Ramah and Taurus Chatas. Shach and Taz, both Sifkan Hei, sort of sound like the reason for the Chumrah by Shuman is because we're machmir by Shar Mashkin. Lahalacha, how do we paskin? So the Ramah at the end, very end of the Sif, sounds like he's Mako. He quotes the Yesh Omrim as being Mako. The Prima Gadim says, B'makom Hefsid Meruba, you could be Mako, like that Ramah at the end of the Sif. The Chachmas Adam quotes both opinions, and he's not Machria. So let's go back to the Shaila that we had, we raised earlier, something to think about. The Shaila of the fly falling into your soup. So, what's the halacha with the soup? Assuming, let's say, that there isn't shishim keneged the fly, small bowl of soup, or it falls into the spoon or the like. So what are the tzadim lahachmir? So one tzad lahachmir we mentioned is the sharidura, the sevahater, that maybe flies are nosin tam l'shvach. I don't know if I told everybody this, but what I said before in the earlier chabura, that the sharidura sounded like he was machmir because he's choshesh for sheshes. I don't think there's any basis for that diak. It's unclear. Unclear why the sharidura is machmir. Could be because of that reason. He's choshesh for sheshes, or could be like the sevahater, that he's choshesh nosin tam l'shvach. One way or the other, though. So one reason to be machmir by the fly in the bowl of soup is because of the view of the sharidura, and there are a number of achronim that accept that view, and a number of rishonim who hold that view. And now we have a second reason to be machmir, which is assuming that soup is begeder chicken soup, let's say, is begeder shar mashkim. So if you follow the view of the marshal and the shach and the taz, and the simple reading of the Rambam, and perhaps the Rush, so then it's Shar Mashkim, and you'd also have to be Machmir. So are there any tzadim lahakel? We mentioned that everybody takes for granted in Hilchos Shabbos that it's mutter. So the answer is, in terms of the Shari Dura, so the Shulchan Aruch was Machmir against that, so we don't paskin like that. In terms of the Marshal, so the Shulchan Aruch, and likely the Ramah, were Machmir against the Marshal. In other words, Shulchan Aruch and Ramah, Pashup Shad, are Mekel B'Shar Mashkim. And we should add that if it falls into the bowl, so the bowl is a kli sheni. And kol shekein if it falls into the spoon. So kli sheni, we'll see, those of you who got up to Simon Kof Hei Sif Beis. So even though the Rashba and Al are machmir by kli sheni, but Pashup Shat were meko by kli sheni. So even if you're machmir like the Shari Dura or the like, it's not going to cause any blios.
If it falls into shishim, then you scoop it out with the spoon.
So then the spoon would be a kli shlishi, even better, right? We'll talk about kli shlishi. Is kli shlishi any different?
Can we assume that that's usually what happens? When it falls in? Like,
more often than not, yeah, I think so. Just one second, let me just... The Shachan talks about what? What the Ramah mean in that last line? Yes, there is a machlokas how to read that last line of the Ramah. But the Pashup Shad is he's Mako. That's what the Reb Kivager points out from the Taras Chatas. But you're right, it's not clear how to read that last line. Another Tzad Lahakel is the Radvaz, which is cited in the Pischei Tshuva, that's Pogem Al Tavshil. Tavshils. I'm not sure what definition of a tavshil for this is, but it might be that chicken soup has the din of a tavshil, in which case it is pogim. And the Beis Yosef, also another tzad lahakel number 5, is the Beis Yosef at the end of Simen Kuf Dalet over here, quotes the Mordechai, who says that flies aren't no same tam at all. They're ke'etz ba'alma. And therefore, it might even be mutter by Shechar and Chometz. And kol shekein by chicken soup. So in light of those 5 reasons lahakel, so I think one can be lenient in the case of flies falling into soup and the like, assuming you're not grossed out to eat the soup. Now agav, I guess since I was going to get into it, but what if you are grossed out? Let's say it should be mutter halachically for the various reasons that we said. But Lamaisa, you know, ew. So I would have thought, okay, so listen, if it doesn't bother you, it doesn't bother you. It's mutter, right? So if you want to be machmir and throw it out, fine. You know, it's a shaylin bal tashchis. But maybe it's not so pashut, because the shach Sif Katan Ches quotes the Isser Veheter that says even when, it's talking about the Shuman case, but even when there's Shishim Keneged the Shuman, Keneged the Achbar, and therefore it should be Mutter, still it's Aser, if it's Maus Lo Lassor. Now it's not clear, but the simple reading of the Isser Veheter is that it's Aser Be'achila, because you think it's disgusting, even if halachically it shouldn't be aser, and presumably that's because of Baal Teshaktzu. You can't do things that you find disgusting. So this relates, you know, to another thing that I do wrong to my kids. I already told you one of them. So like when, you know, we're going on a picnic and, I don't know, the food falls onto the floor, as it seems to inevitably do, and now like they say it's dirty and we don't have any other things to eat, so I always say, oh, it's okay, you know, you brush it off, and like but maybe that's wrong. I don't know, it's, I'm trying to get them to be over in the Yisr Baal Teshaktzu because they think it's gross and I'm telling them to eat it, or like when they want to eat, you know, like we're on a hike and I say just share the same canteen, and they're like, but she drank from it. So I don't know, maybe I'm too hard on them. This also comes up in terms of the candles and the shul. Maybe we'll get into that or not. Okay, yeah.
Why would we assume flies are something
that's we can't assume that. We just can't assume that they're no sin tam lufgam. That's the machlokas between the Isser Veheter and the Rashba. I don't know, have you done a study? In other words, you're assuming that just because B'dili and Shimine, then Mestama, they're no sin tam lufgam. That does seem to be what the Rashba is assuming. Unless you learn the Rashba like Yoni. But the Isser Veheter says, how could you make that assumption? How do you know? Maybe it's not. Maybe it's delicious. Maybe flies make it taste wonderful. Just because you think flies are gross, but you can't just make that assumption without verifying it. So that was the machlokas. That's what we said. It's a machlokas. How to read the Rambam. Grum reads the Rambam one way. That's another question. But most poskim, as we've seen, I don't think there's any evidence from within the Rambam. So that relates to the general question. But we, you know, certainly most poskim seem to assume that we're going to extrapolate from mice to other things, but as we noted, that is subject to a dispute. Yes?
Sorry to get into particulars, but it's kind of a catch-22. How Mos does it be? Because if you eat it, it's clearly not that Mos.
No, that's a question. In other words, if I think it's disgusting, but I'm willing to swallow my my pride. So I think that's the machlokas. And that's where the Isser Veheter is machmir. Okay. Yes?
I thought that Gemara was Mashma the other way, that Shar Mashkim should be Maser, at least the way Rashi and Tosfos was saying Gemara, because they understand that this is specifically asking about the Challah, just because about how, like, Harif it is. That's the only...
So Adarabba, then maybe it's Shah Mashkin should be Mutter. That's a Grazdiuk. Adarabba. In other words, the only tzad to be Machmir is by Chala, because like you said, of the Harifus, and Machalya Leleshvach, v'chulei v'chulei.
Right.
But everything else would be Mutter, because it's no Saint Tam Lufgam.
Why would you say everything else would be...
That's the Pashup shot. The Rashi says, maybe Shechar's a Shaila, and then it turns to Chala, and it says, what about Chala? Do we say that because of the Harifus, it's not Pogam, and therefore it should be Aser? Or do we say it's mutter? Like the pashup shot is, it should be mutter because mice taste bad in their po game. So the pashup shot is, this is the grazdiuk, the simple reading of the Gemara is lahakel on that shayla. Agav, you see from that Rashi, it's another raya I think for the opinion of being machmir for something that's not po game and not mashbiach, because the Rashi sounds like it's going to be aser unless it's po game. Anyway, okay, next topic. So what about achbars and shuman? So the Ramah talks about a number of possibilities as to what happened here and different halachos. So even if it's not the most likely situation in the world, you actually do learn a lot about the Klalei HaPsak from the way in which the Ramah treats this question. So he says like this. Let's say you have a situation where every day you pour a little bit of hot shuman into this container, and then after a while you see some mouse in the middle of it. And now the shuman is congealed, but at the time that you poured, so the shuman was hot and that melts it, and therefore we have a shaila. Maybe this mouse was here and it ossered all of the shuman. So the Ramah's machmir, and he's machmir even if there's shishim keneged the mouse. Now, why in the world would that be? After all, if there's shishim, for sure it should be mutter. So, l'chora, the simplest way to read it is what the Pri Chadash says. This is because of Hanan. In other words, each day you poured in a little bit more, and then that new addition became usher from the mouse, and now you need shishim to be mevatel, not just the tam of the mouse, but that amount, and therefore you would have a problem if you hold of Hanan. Okay, now, so that's the case, that's the standard case where the Ramah's machmir. What about if you don't know if the mouse was here at the time of Iroi? When are we machmir? When the mouse was here. You know the mouse was here when you poured. What if you don't know? So what's the suffix? The suffix is, did it fall into this kedera when the shuman was still soft and it stayed for 24 hours and therefore it's going to be asar because of kavosh kemivushal, or not? So here, the Ramah says we could be makel. Why sveik sveika? Maybe this mouse fell in when the shuman was already hard. If the shuman was hard, so then there's no problem with kavosh, because as we'll see in just a couple of moments, the din of kavosh kemivushal is only stated with a liquid and a solid, and not a solid and a solid. So maybe over here it would be mutter because of a suffix. So that's one suffix. And maybe even if it fell in when the shuman was still soft, and it only congealed later, but it congealed before 24 hours, in which case it's mutter because of a sveik sveika. Now, there's a problem here, which is this seems to be sveik sveika mishem echad. Basically, we have one suffix. Was there kavosh here or not? We have two permutations, two methods by which it wouldn't be a problem of kavosh. Namely, it came in when it was already solid, or it came in before it was solid, but it solidified before 24 hours. But one way or the other, it's a sveik sveika mishem echad. So maybe the answer is that it's not a sveik sveika mamish. If you look at and a rai for that is the lashon of the Ramah over here, quoting, going back to the source, the Ramah doesn't just say sveik sveika, he says v'lo machzikinan iser, meaning to say that we don't have to be choshesh for the worst case scenario, because there's so many ways in which it would be mutter. Now, he does write afterwards it's a sveik sveika, but if you look at the Torah's Chatas, when he quotes this, he says it's ke'en sveik sveika. It's not a sveik sveika gamor. So I think that, and that's again meduyuk also in the Ramah and the Shulchan Aruch, which is, it's not, he sounds like, again, lo machzikinan iser. The idea, the lashon we see in a number of places, of lo machzikinan iser means you don't have to be worried about this, a far-fetched scenario, especially because right now it falls into a matziv where it really should be mutter because it's solid. It's in a solid state now. So you want to be worried maybe this happened, that happened, and it's okay. But it's not necessarily a formal sveik sveika. Now, the Ramah adds, based off of the Rush, that still, in this case, you should be machmir for a kadena tila surrounding the mouse. Now, since you guys already started kofhe, you'll note that this is a problem, because since I'm assuming basically it was solid, so we have no issue with kavush with solids. So what is this? So the Minchas Yaakov says, this is a chumra yaseira. He says mishum sha'achbar ma'us hitzrichu netila, but it's not mikra adin, because mikra adin, since we're basically assuming that it wasn't kavosh because it was solid, so then you shouldn't need anything at all. Fine. Then, but what you also see from this Ramah, which when we we'll return to this question in a minute. We'll do it in Kuf Hei, that we could do it here as well. But you also see in this Rama that he's machmir for Safek Kavosh, right? He's only makel because there is this Sveik Sveika or quasi Sveik Sveika, and this is as opposed to the Isser Veheter, who is makel. The Taz is also makel. So cited over here in the Taz and also in Kuf Hei. And the Isser Veheter says, because of Holchin Basar Shas Metziah, Kol HaTumos K'Shas Metziyasa, and right now it's Kavosh, so we don't have to be Choshish. This is, I guess, a very big issue. The Gader, those of you who learned the beginning of Meseches Nida and other Chazaka Sugyas, know that when we apply Kol HaTumos K'Shas Metziyasa and when we don't is a big issue. We'll discuss it a little bit in Kafei, but just for now, note that this dispute is relevant here. We'll get back to it in a minute. The Shach raises an interesting question, Sifkatan Zion, which is that why, even if you're generally machmir for Safek Kavosh, as the Rama is, but here we should be able to be makel with a Safek Kavosh because there's a Sveik Sveika. What's a Sveik Sveika? Let's even say it is Kavosh, maybe it's no St. Tam Levgam. After all, even Shechar, the Gemara says, is a Safek. So we have to be machmir for achbar b'shechar because the safek derais l'chumra. But here we have two sfeikos. One is a safek kavosh. One is safek no same tam l'shvach, no same tam l'fgam. So we should have a sfeik sfeik anyway. Why is the Rama only makel with two sfeikos? He should even be makel with one safek. That's the Shach's question. And he gives two answers, which is, the question is, what do they mean? He says, Vinuli, the high suffik mashbiach o pogim, lave suffik, the suffik of whether it's pogim mashbiach is not a suffik, I mean, say, obviously it is a suffik, but it's not a suffik that counts for purposes of klale sveik sveika. Why? De bishaz gufe misapkalahu. In other words, this is a very important question that comes up in lots and lots of sveik sveika questions. Can you, what counts as a suffik for purposes of sveik sveika? Can every single safek count? So the Chevra from Boston will appreciate the complexities here. We're not going to go through the details, but let's just talk about it in terms of what the Shach is saying over here. So Shach answer number one is that sfeikos in Shas don't constitute a sfeik sfeika. Meaning a baitlo ifshita or a teku, presumably. Some achronim, I think we mentioned them when we talked about suffix sayudia, a machalik between a baitlo ifshita and a teku. Maybe a teku is more chamor, cause like, or maybe it's more kal. There are achronim that say both directions. But why would you say that a suffix in shas doesn't constitute a suffix? It is a suffix. So probably the simplest way to understand this is that Shas paskind, it's a safek. We then were machriya lahachmir, because of safek deraisa lachumra. And therefore, it's like a closed, case closed for this question. And therefore, we can't add it to a sfeik sfeika. For something to be added to a sfeik sfeika, it needs to be an open question, not a closed or resolved question. Lamashal, we discussed before, Safek Echa Beguf, Safek Echa Betarovis. One reason to be Machmer there is because of Kamdina, the Safek Echa Beguf, right, Safek Trefa that gets mixed into a Tarovis. The Safek Trefa, we are Machmer, case closed. And then we can't be Mitzdarf that Safek to the Safek Echa Betarovis. So similar over here, you know, at Chasima, Satamlet, anything that was left to Safek, let's assume either Teku or Braidel Ivshita, was case closed. And Dereisa Shailas, we were Machmer, and therefore we can't be Mitzdarf it. Oh, then he gives a second answer. The second answer clearly assumes that you can be mitzdaref a shaila in shas to a sveik sveika, but here it's different. Why? The dami l'savi ichsar n'yadiyah. Why is that? Presumably what he means in the second point, this is the way Prima Gundam explains it, is that it's a suffix in Minchas Yaakov also, it's a suffix in mitzios. In other words, a regular suffix in shas will count towards a sveik sveika, but a safek in metzias, so it's considered safek sayin yediyah. You could or should be able to be mevaret. That Agav raises a fascinating question. And all these Shilas, like, why are they Shilas? Why aren't we Mavar any of them? Because after all, we should be able to just ask a guy and figure this out. This might relate to... It is true that the halacha is, according to Rambam at least, that anytime you have a shayla of Nozitan Lefgam or Leshvach, you could just ask a guy. Could be that these shaylas are particularly complex because, as Rashi and the Nosei Kalim pointed out, when it comes to other beers, it contributes things, but we can't tell what is the cause for the contribution. Like, it makes the, I don't know, the alcohol content stronger. Yeah. So it could be that these particular shilas are not easy to resolve, but still, at least a question in Shas that's a safik in Mitzias will be considered safik san yediyah. So those are the two answers in the Shach. The Prima Gadim points out that the Shach and Klalis Feik Feika accepts the second answer, meaning to say, though there are those that are machmirim on that shayla, the Prach, Prichadash, and others do come out lahachmir, I believe, on the shayla of whether a Baide in Shas is considered a Safek for purposes of Feik Feika or not. The Shach himself in Klalis Feik Feika is nota lahakel, that it does have a Shem Feik Feika, Suffolk for purposes of sake, in which case you'd have to accept the second answer of the Shach. That's what the Shach really thinks is the Iker answer. The Prima Gadda makes that point in Mishpitzo Zahav Simen Kuf Samach Beis Sivkat and Hey. He says a little more on this, and he talks about maybe the Teiko issue and the like. Okay. So those are some of, I guess, the interesting questions that come up over here. There's we'll just briefly reference it, the discussion about using this oil in the shul. I just want to make one point here, not to go through the whole thing, just because it's a little confusing. There is no isser to use non-kosher oil in a shul. Meaning to say, if you want to use chalev candles in a shul, that would be okay. However, what comes out from the Shulchan Aruch is that if there's achbar, then there is a problem of using that in shul, because hakriveu na lefichasecha. And then the shaila is, what about if there's shishim keneged the achbar? So about here, about this, the Rashba quotes a gon that says there's no problem. And this is also the view of the Ran and the Taz Sifkat and Dalid, and others are Machmir. The Minchas Yaakov is Medayik from the Rush, that if it's Ma'us, it's Aser Behadlaka, even in the case where it's Mutter Be'achila. And this is also the view of the Magen Avraham, B'Shem Rabbi Yerucham, and the Shah, the Grove over here in Sifkat and Yud. That's the Pashur Shat, that there's a Machlokas. The Prima Gadim in Sifkat and Dalid tries to say there's no machlokas, and maybe the Rashba and Ran were only makel in a particular case, and there's no machlokas. Fine. That where there's meisus in the shaman because of that. In other words, where lemaisitz grows, and then in that case, Rosh and Rabbeinu Yerucham might agree. They're talking about different cases. What?
What mitzvah are you doing? You're just lighting
candles? So, you're lighting candles. Yeah, we're not
so
talking... Yeah, to daven. Right, exactly. That's the chiddush of this general halacha.
According to the opinion, that's a shisha.
There's also an interesting question whether it's a din and mitzvah, maybe it's just dafka and beis haknesses, more like the mikdash, right, karban, and like. Right. There's a shach that assumes it's a din and mitzvah. Shach's machmir even... For b'samim for avdallah, he says, let's say you have a situation where you soaked your b'samim in wine to make the wine taste good, not to make the b'samim taste good, and then you take out non-kosher wine, yayin nesach. So he says you're allowed to smell the b'samim because you're nana from the b'samim, but you still shouldn't use it for avdallah because hakriveu na l'fachasecha. Hakriveu na l'fachasecha, yotza Hashem yom lav, or something like that. Yeah. Right? It's
But the mitzvah, the havdalah that you're doing is just, you're just making a bracha.
Yeah, yeah.
Burning in
but still, since it's in the context of havdalah,
coast,
yeah, So ad kedei kach. That's what the, that's what the shach. Yeah. It's definitely not makiv, but that's what the shach says. Now, just one last point. All right. Yeah.
2 points. First up, just one. No, the last.
Yes.
The Gemara Baba Basra brings this pasuk. I looked through shas.
Yeah.
Very long. Very long. Yes. That it uses it generally for karbanos, but Baba Basra uses it even for kiddush. So then, before that's proof for the shas, no?
Well, yes, but what Shmuel's pointing out is the shach is still a bigger chiddush. Now, even if we apply it to chiddush, the besamim that you make during havdalah is just a regular birkas hananin. You're not doing a mitzvah, but the chiddush is that since it's incorporated into havdalah, you're making it in the middle between your bepriyah gafen and your drinking of the wine. Mm-hmm. That's enough, but there's still an added chiddush there. In other words, once you're allowed to make a besamim on it, generally you're allowed to make a bracha on it, right? The shach, that doesn't make it akivei nal chasach. You can make the bracha on it and spell it, but not in the context of havdalah. So there's an added chiddush there.
Yeah, but it would be the same thing with kiddush. You can say it very often.
Well, you might have thought you're right, though. Wine and kiddush might play a more fundamental role, but in other words, kiddush al hayayin. Anyway.
That was one. Also, according to the Taz, who says that shishim would be mutter, isn't that saying that it's not about ma'us, but rather about israhata?
It's not. Well, the pashup shot is it's not ma'us if it's mutter to eat. That's the pashup shot. Again, the Prima Gadim says maybe not that way, but the pashup shot is that there's nothing if it's mutter to eat. It's like a halachic man. This isn't mouse. This is. There's no mouse here. It's been batel.
No, so then chelav should be asur. If we're gonna go halachic man, so chelav.
Yeah, yeah. So that's true, and I think that's exactly the point that Prima Gadim over there brings out, meaning to say, that's why it's much easier to say his pshat, that it's all tali and mouse, all tali and mouse. The Pesach Tshuva over here talks about kavush by Baal Chai. It's a very interesting issue. We're around these to this in Sechas. Okay, we're Yotze by Tom Dicker for Gaim. Okay, good. So we'll leave that out. Good. Adkan. Yeah.